to advertise, email podcast@thisismatchy.com. Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Our baby has arrived, Penduka.
Our baby? Hey.
Another award.
Hey, this is our baby.
Yeah, the DSTV what award.
Hey.
We're running out of space, dog. It's crazy, man.
DSTV Content Creators Awards in association with Samsung. Podcast of the Year Award. Podcast and chill with him. Hey.
And apparently when, before they announced the winner, the presenter, I don't know who the MC was, they were like, and the podcast of the year goes to, and the whole crowd was like, podcast and cheese.
Yeah, I mean, they aborted the other one. It's meant to be our second baby, this one,
yes.
To be honest, because ever since they had this thing, we've been killing this thing.
Yeah,
we appreciate the love and support and all of this.
Yeah.
They realized they couldn't go on with the farce of acting like we don't exist. Because last year, we don't exist. They were like...
And the chillers had them.
Yeah, best podcast. That one that talks about shaving strategies or whatever. And
what?
Bikini lines or whatever it is they do there. You know, like we were old. But yeah, thank you guys. We appreciate it. But yeah. It's all good. We love you guys. Thank you to everybody who voted for us.
Do you still remember our acceptance speech? We were lit. We had been recording for like 2 hours. And then
2 hours is always a problem.
Yeah, and then we recorded an acceptance speech. It was funny as fuck.
For real?
Yeah, do you remember it?
This one?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
For real?
We were drunk.
No, do you still have it?
Yeah,
please play it, ne? Please play it. Enda, bari me, rikonya kodi wava tu bote bari votera rikodi wanga manda zena zita ne stuzi hurunga manda. Penduka niya kodi minini.
Skala, niya kodi minini means what can I say now?
Mm.
Sponge, sponge bonga wanta bas votera la wema kai, sponge machila. Nasog, does this mean we're gonna get free DSTV subscriptions, premium?
Angaz marongaz minaguti. As the shame.
Hey, which one is this right now? Sponge, 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 bonke, sponge, 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 ghost is a corner. DSTV, Pezulu, Amachila, sponge, nani,
la Pagama,
sponge, corner, Pagama, chila, itlashal figile.
Nani, Malungu, and Funus Votela Maraserai,
Amalunga, wonke, wabelungus, abangas voteri, sponge. Sponge Abagwa, DSTV.
Sonbona next year.
Sonbona.
Si pinda si wine.
Si blind mara sonbona.
Hey,
yeah, so thank you so much to everyone who invited us. Voted for us.
Yeah. Yeah, anyway. Enda, barimini, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. Plex Studios here. Sol Penduka is here. Unfortunately, Ghost Lady's not here. She's got a family thing she's attending.
Oh, okay, cool.
But Dudu's standing in for her. Pagama,
Dudu! The moment you've always been waiting for. You've always been looking at it. I was clover, like, oh, that seat, I wanted it to be mine. And today, your palms are plunked deep and connected in any way possible into the seat of the Ghost Lady. You are the Ghost Lady.
How does this seat feel? Is it hot? Can you feel?
It's too hot.
It's too hot. Too hot.
Mm-mm. It's heavy.
It reminds me when I used to stand in for Chili M.
It was heavy.
Oh,
you could, Chili said when he did the show, you could feel that. Oh, bang, Cinda. Bang, Cinda. You could feel it.
Ah, bro.
For
you
real.
Could tell all of Joburg's listening.
Yeah, you're like,
and you have to be in your A game.
Everybody's like, it's my man. From the dark corners of the hood to the burps.
Anyway, fact checkers, yes. Spiro is here.
Spiro! Blowjob!
Did you leave some sperm in vendor?
Nah.
Did you leave some sperm in the vendor throat?
Nah, bro. What? Girls in Venda are ugly, bro.
I don't know.
No, no,
no, no, no. He's not lying. Lies,
lies, lies.
We don't have the prettiest girls, don't. Man. You can't have it all, bro. You can't have it all. We've got the brains, the money, the land.
Also, you agree.
Nah. But I miss some girl. I miss some gems.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's one in a few. It's like, Urisani Raver, and then you won't see another Urisani up until like another 100 girls or something.
Who?
Sisi, Urisani Raver.
Yo TV,
CC.
I wouldn't CC her in an email. I wouldn't CC her in an email where I'm sending the top 10 most beautiful girls in Venda. Subject, top 10 most beautiful girls in Venda. I wouldn't CC her.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yo, hi, Sol Pinduk.
Hey.
Hi. Hey. Me, I am taking a break from alcohol, dog.
Yeah, you must.
Hi.
What happened?
Hi, last week was a fucking movie, bro. The week ahead. Actually, this year has just been a movie, bro.
Hey.
It's been incredible. The
it's
last
been
week
beautiful, bro.
Was insane, dog. Bang, it's police motherfucker, bro.
Tell us more.
I couldn't even, I looked in the mirror, I'm like, this can't be my life, bro. Like, it was too much, dog. Last
you
week,
look in the mirror and you said, this must be Stefano.
You know what I mean?
Not me.
Hey, but you shy, boy.
This must be Stefano.
I'm taking a break, guys.
You should.
You.
And you should. The body needs it, bro.
Bro, so much happened.
Yeah.
I had to write it down so I don't forget. Okay, let me start.
What you got written down?
All right, so we start Friday, ne?
Yeah.
So Friday, we're recording Ace Makgashule.
Yeah.
Friday
yes.
morning, yeah?
Yes.
By the way, that was a pop interview, eh?
Jeez.
Terrible, right?
Man, I was bored.
What a waste of time. And you almost fell asleep, bro.
Throughout all of it, I was like, Snickers, they're lying to us. And I think, you know when you know someone is lying, but you don't have the facts now to prove his lies? You're like, you're lying, bro. Because if you're so exceptional, like, you're lying, man. You know, it's just lies. Politicians lie.
He didn't.
You saw Mbusa Nikos at Mangosuthu Buthelezi's funeral, saying he was a man of peace. And he may have been a man of peace within his family, within his home, within KZN, and within wherever his heart was connected to. But us, who lived in the East Rand, in Spreit, Thokoza, in the Vaal, Kagiso, his memory is not that of a peaceful man.
Mm.
So, like, everybody, like Shaka was a violent man to those who fell prey to him, but to those like his mom, Unandi, and everybody else who he was close to, maybe not, right? Mm-hmm. So we must not lie to the people. But yeah, dog.
It makes me wonder, do you think we should do more interviews with politicians?
They're not getting the good numbers. Chillers on Twitter, WhatsApp, everywhere say, yeah, they like politics, but
they don't watch.
It's proven that chillers, yeah, as a majority, don't like a politician.
Because from what I heard about Ace, I was expecting so much stories, bro. But yeah, we were sitting with the Joker. That wasn't Ace, dog.
No, that was not Ace. Joker Ace. It's your best one. It's your best one. Ace Joker. You got it.
Yeah.
Nah, that was brilliant.
But anyway, like, that was the Joker, dog.
That was brilliant. That was beautiful. Nah, that was beautiful, man. Ace Joker. That was fucking amazing, bro. That was beautiful,
so, man. So we record Ace Friday,
yeah.
And you know, every time we record, man, let's be shy.
Of course.
I want to make a shy stripe.
Yeah.
So I'm shy then. Monday, Friday morning, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then we get on the plane, private jet.
Yes.
First time ever.
Yeah.
Woo, 6-seater. Bluetooth headphones.
We're at 6 enemy.
Hey.
Succeed.
Must pega da. There's a cooler box. Inside, what is in there? Shampoo.
Chanda.
Saitata. And it wasn't for us, by the way, because the pilot told us that they're reserving it for Mbalula, because they were fetching Mbalula after us.
Yes, yeah, they fetched. So we spent a weekend. Mbalula also had booked a weekend there. All
yeah,
booked, but he had a weekend. He had a weekend there as well.
Yeah. So we saw the champagne. We're like, with all the money Figile stolen, this is the least he can do.
Say, shut up! Puzelenina. The fight against all those who've been robbed of money stolen by the ANC. Crap money is Puzelenina.
For them.
Every Sinpuzele.
Hey.
This is for the people. With, you know what I mean? For the people.
Then we get to Venda.
No, then we're hooking to Venda.
Yeah.
The fucking pilot decides to shoot us.
Oh, while we passed out.
He's shooting us while we're passed out from the alcohol, the corruption revenge.
Yes.
Corruption revenge champagne.
Yeah.
We got passed out. I slept in the front. I was in the front. Max slept. Kanye, Ghost Lady slept.
Yeah.
And then Bala
didn't sleep. Still up. Now, Bala was still...
He then records showing Ghost Lady and then he shows our CEO guy, Bala. He's in the back looking like, oh, they're all sleeping. He's so... I'm like, oh, CEO, you got the most money. Why are you minya, CEO? Why are you minya, le, champagne? And then you can see the back. Those fuckers are dead good. Finally. You saw that. You still had the video. Play the video.
Yeah,
play the video. You was looking like, oh. I'm like, the CEO.
So, dude, then we land, bro.
Yeah.
When we land, we get picked up by a Rolls Royce. First time in
Never been in a Rolls Royce, bro. I've never been in a Rolls Royce.
I couldn't even open up the doors. I don't know which way you press.
I didn't know what to press.
I saw you trying to close it manually.
Dude, that thing was nuts.
You guys drove, no, dude.
Yeah.
How was your guys' drive, too?
Oh, amazing.
How was the trip?
It was great. It was absolutely great. It was the best.
Why are you looking at CP and saying great?
Literally, because he
make
was.
Did he make it great for
him? It's all. What on the way? The way.
No,
ah,
impile.
That's why I was simpile.
Okay.
Impile. Not bamba. Ija. Vula. Vuna. Chala. Vuna.
He was your stand-in.
Yeah, it was my stand-in.
Yeah, by the way, we're kidding, man. They're not dating. Hey, in case
we're not dating, guys.
It's just comedy. It's just banter, man.
Yeah,
I'm sure I'll do.
Yeah, but it was amazing. We had a good time. We just got drunk.
Mm.
You know, had an amazing time. Had edibles.
Oh, great, you guys had edibles.
Damn, yeah.
So you had weed. Who ate weed? Yeah,
all edibles, the edibles.
Everyone.
Yeah, I think everyone.
Oh, because the parents were not there.
Yeah, even Boosie.
Even Boosie had an edible.
Yeah.
Oh, fact checker.
Yeah.
You had edibles, my child.
Then she passed out afterwards.
Of course. I'm busy, so it's like the edibles. Who was Spiwe. Super out of character?
Spiwe.
Spiwe?
Yeah. Beyond.
What did he do?
Spiwe lost his mind.
Yeah.
Wait, for real. Spiwe, you lost your mind because of the edibles.
Spiwe absolutely lost his mind.
Was it your first time taking edibles?
Nah.
Oh, they were just too strong or like...
Yeah, I don't indulge in weed frequently.
Thing is, his Spiwe
The last time I ate edibles was in Botswana.
So what happened to
his
you?
His Spiwe story.
Nah, man. Everything was just nice, man. The music. You see, that Imnandi Nento.
Yeah.
We played that song, Boma, probably 20 times.
Yeah.
And when you're high, it sounds like 2 hours.
And the man, I'm directing everyone to do whatever. I'm directing them to do a move. I'm directing. And then, man, the energy is just... Yeah, well, like the energy.
And the song is about weed, right?
Yeah, the song is about weed.
Oh, that's wild, man. Oh, great, man. So then, so they take us from the Rolls Royce, we get to Nandoni Waterfront. Oh, my goodness. Beautiful. Oh, beautiful place.
Yeah.
It was your first time there, Nipenduk.
Yeah. No, I went to... Remember that time it was Nandoni Dam?
It was at
night. No, it was another one. Kalahari.
Yeah, but in Nandoni Dam.
Yes.
Yeah, so Mac took us to Kalahari, but the angle there was not nice.
Yeah. That one is the one, eh?
It's like in Kalahari.
Waterfront.
Yeah, Waterfront. Then we saw Nandoni. Yo, that was beautiful, man. So you guys were speedboating and stuff. But what I like about Venda, bro, is like, if you don't... Mshirani.
What happened?
Mshirani.
Oh.
Mshirani.
That's poison. Let me say it.
But you give my... Mshirani.
But to tell you, Paul, you're long, son.
Oh, what's wrong? You guys are from stingy homes. Like, you know black people, right? I want to again. Put my panga and show the heart you have. Me at home, when you visit, get power. Like, get power, they know. Even my friends would be like, when they came for sleepovers, oh, panga again. So, me and Telisang is Joel. And then, now I'm going to show you my go back here.
But you're saying Venda, yeah?
Yeah, it's beautiful, bro. And when we spoke to Tobero, so the guy owns...
The president, his name
the president. Yeah. He owns Tobero Funeral Embers. Mm. It's like the biggest... They've got Lambos. That guy's rich, man. Mm. Like, he's proper moneyed. And then...
And you won't believe who he's dating that we know. And it's not Tebogo.
Yeah, because he did smash Tebogo.
Yeah.
Was done with her. He moved on, right?
Yeah.
He'll tell us.
You won't believe who he used to date.
Who?
You won't believe. I'll tell you later. Let me finish my weekend.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Let me finish my weekend.
Yeah, man, but I remember with him, I think someone asked him something. And the one thing that I took home with was he said, here we are united.
Yeah, true.
We are a unity. Whether he's a billionaire, someone else is a millionaire, someone else is. But if you're pushing and working and you're a guy who is just in it to make it and... They're all united.
100%.
Not a competition
who's got more money, who's this, who's that.
Bro, and
if you're doing something, they'll all support
and
you.
The crazy thing is, we're brought up like that from a young age.
Bro.
So, like, when I came to Joburg and I saw that black people don't work together, it was a mindfuck.
Yeah, I can imagine. Because you came from... And I only found out like 2 years ago that you literally came from Venda to here at around 6 or whatever.
Yeah,
I
six,
think you
seven.
Were always, like, born
No. I came here about 6, 7.
So you were grounded in the Venda traditions and customs and way of doing things.
So if, let's say, for example, now I need my car fixed.
Yeah.
And I get 6 quotes from 6 mechanics. If there's a Venda mechanic, I'm going to choose the Venda mechanic, whether his work is good or not.
True.
And that is how the Jews built their thing. Mm-hmm. The Indians
built their Vendas are the black Jews.
The whites.
Let's be honest.
Yeah, the whites built their thing. Mm. I don't get the race of... That's how they build the thing. Like, someone was telling me, or was I watching something? It was a Jewish person, right? Mm. Similar to what Mac is saying. When you, as a Jewish person, start a business, let's say you're taking amakota, it's a reference for abantu abamnyama to get. And amakota wako, aweko mnandi, aweko, everything else is below par compared to the competition that is not Jewish run.
Mm-hmm.
They will all buy you your things initially. And then if it's not nice, they will all sit you down and say, this thing is not nice.
Wow.
How are you going to improve it?
Yes.
Don't pay us back. We've paid you. But you need to improve it so that we reference it to our kids, to our kids to come buy from you. Mm. How are you going to fix this thing? Mm. Know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then you fix it and then they still support you. And that's how you grow. Mm. But the rest of us, we don't grow like that.
So
man.
What went wrong with the other tribes? Because I'm trying to think.
Yeah, because that guy, Tobero, said, we are united.
Fucked
that's
up.
All he said.
And there's no we're competition. United. It's more of like inspiration.
Yeah. So all the guys who own the homes around the dam and resorts and restaurants and everything else, they're not competing. It's how we bring people to our homeland to see what we do and how we do it.
Because like now, I get it's Royal...
Gardens.
Royal Gardens.
Heritage Festival.
So all those places are going to be eating.
Yes.
Because everyone's there, so it's awfully booked.
Yes, because someone's going to book at a Vienna a thingy.
And if Tobedo's place is booked, he's going to say, no, I've got a friend, book at his place.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because Nandoni Waterfront, who we had last week, it's fully booked, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Whoever Kalari is fully booked.
Lira. So did you guys see Lira?
Lira boutique restaurant. Yeah. Lira.
Yes.
Gorgeous.
I didn't, but that's what
we're at. All right, so we land, ne? We're at Nandoni, whatever now.
Yeah.
Right? So me, Penduka, Kanye, we got there first. So we had the first choice of the rooms. Mm-hmm. So we chose the best ones with the view of the dam and stuff.
Kanye's
as I opened my door, guess what's on the table? Shampoo.
Three bottles of shampoo.
Yeah. We go to the restaurant, have some food. And then later on, Fikile Mbalula came. And then it was the night. And then I passed out, bro. Because Bengup Shai, since can you imagine? Since the morning,
we drank.
You understand? Yeah. So then we wake up. When we wake up, there's the president with his fucking speedboat. I'm like, all right, cool. I'm getting on a speedboat. Because normally in Cape Town, you'd have to pay for that shit. Here, it's free.
Yeah.
Right?
So I'm like, hey, dude, let's call the speedboat. Fed Checker came, Simpiwe, and some of us. We called you and you're acting fresh.
I was hurt. Guys, I sprained my foot in Venda. I sprained my foot.
Yeah.
So to me, because you were with me, then you said, I want to go. Then I thought it was just Mac going on, but I'm hurt.
Yeah.
And then everyone that was there, I'm like, fuck, they're going to wait 15 minutes for me to get from here to there because I sprained my foot.
Yeah.
Then I was like, it's cool. Everybody must just... And also, I had a speedboat experience the previous.
Okay.
So I was like, cool. But I had FOMO because I was with Tato and we both had FOMO.
Yeah.
Because Tato was scared of crocodiles. You heard?
What?
What the crocodiles there. You heard the crocodiles there are giving Zimbabwe.
What?
Well, giving Zimbabwe heading into South Africa from the border of Limpopo. So he was like, nah, I'm not going on. So him and I were like, hurt. So we were like, oh, fuck, FOMO, right? Yeah. But I told him I'm hurt and so I was in pain then.
We get on the boat, guess what's there? Motion popo.
Yeah.
Rabushaya, boys. How did you know it, boys? Rabushaya. They're taking us from Waterfront to Lira.
Lira, yeah.
Oh. When we get to the Lira, those guys are waiting to host us.
We get there.
We have lunch.
We had sushi.
Alcohol. Rabushaya.
You guys ate.
We had sushi. It was amazing.
To all the Slay Queens listening right now, the Vendor boys are up.
Thanks.
If you're on money,
wait. The snake queens are POPs. They charge for sex.
Yeah.
How much must they charge in Venda?
It's unlimited. You know, it's like...
So they can charge whatever they want.
What?
Yeah.
It's a blank check. The Venda boys are up.
Hey, the Venda boys are up, eh? very much up.
So,
what about her?
You were saying you'll tell us after.
No, well, it's not her. I said, not even her.
No. Oh, the other one.
No, dog.
There's the one you're going to tell.
There's someone else.
Tell us.
I'll tell you. My man, that's how crazy the weekend was, dog.
Okay, you'll tell us later. Hey, it was a wild. Man.
It was wild, bro.
We'll fly out to Venda after now, man.
So after we have lunch, some drinks, we go back to Waterfront.
Yeah.
And then that's when we shot the show.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm so drunk.
I didn't notice it. People said you're super drunk.
Can't you see when I'm drunk, my eyes start becoming red and I start slurring and I start repeating questions.
I was out of it.
So after we recorded, that's when I had a gig when we went, all of us, with the crew.
Yeah, at the hospital.
When you were playing at the hospital.
At the hospital.
Yeah.
We got there, it looked like a hospital. Look at my plants.
Inside, it's a hospital vibe.
So what happens when you get to a gig? Ride.
Hey.
Sub-tell. I even smoked weed. That's the time when Wang Sugela started. Wang Sugela. With the weed session.
What happened? What's Wang Sugela?
That clip we played for you, so.
Oh, well, the guy was holding your hand.
Yeah.
Taking you back to the rooms.
Yeah. That moment.
He wanted you, the guy, Brian. Why don't he rock you, man?
That was the owner, man. Do you know the original video?
You want to own your ass, bro. What do you mean? You want to own your ass? We all saw it. He was like,
So now we get back to Waterfront.
Yeah.
I'm tired as fuck. Pass out. You guys still partied because it was still a party. There was a DJ I saw there. What time did you guys sleep? Because I slept as soon as we got back. Eh?
Honestly, I don't have recollection of time. Seven. I would just see, oh, 6:16. Okay. Yeah. Wake up. Yeah, we did not.
So I was out, woke up Sunday morning. We had breakfast as usual. And now we need to fly back to Joburg. That's when we flew back. But you guys stayed Dudu. And by the way, hey, Dudu was a hit in Venda. All the guys wanted it.
Yo, someone sent a free champagne, a Vev. Someone sent a Vev. And I was like, yeah, go on, let's go. Someone sent a Vev, and Dudu had everything all out, you know?
And we were all meant to come back on Sunday, but you guys stayed for an extra day.
Yeah, because Dudu
anything
had, unfinished business.
Did you take some more edibles?
No, yeah, we did, actually. We had more edibles. We chilled with the president. And
who sent you an expensive bottle of champagne? And did they make themselves known?
Yeah, it was probably the person that is hosting you guys.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, the president.
No.
It's a bunch of them, remember?
Yeah.
Plenty. True. There's praise. Hey, there's praise.
It was
what
praise.
What does praise do?
I don't know, bro.
Hey, praise. I remember bumping 2 months ago.
I think it's a media buyer. I'm not sure.
Yeah, because I bumped into praise like 2 months ago at an airport. And you were like, Saul. Meg was like, Saul, this is our richest chillax. I was like, damn, who's this guy? Yeah. Okay, shut up.
Because even looking at him, you can't tell.
No, you will never tell Praise for money.
And I ignored him a few times, but I didn't know.
He watches each.
Honestly, I didn't
and
know.
And every episode. Like, he's never missed anything out of the network in completion.
I honestly
everything.
Wasn't aware.
So now we're on the plane back. Our pilot's like, guys, I've got a surprise for you. Like, this fucking guy, we tired, man. We just want to get home.
Yeah, shout out to Vusa. Vusa Moyo.
Yeah. As we get to Joburg.
He's the pilot.
Did he not show us Sentinel at night? Oh, my goodness.
Dude, thing is, one experience you'll never get from flying ASF.
All the airlines.
SFA, South African Airlines. Okay, Menga hasn't been flying.
Yeah.
You give them free advertising. Just say airlines, dog.
Oh, yeah. They're struggling anyway. Airlines. All the local airlines. Yeah. One thing you'll never experience is a 500-meter flight circulating Sandton.
Hmm.
It's the most beautiful,
oh, gorgeous,
picturesque.
Please show them a video,
thing
man.
You'll always see.
I'll send you a video, too. Oh.
It's Mandela Square, Sandton, all the lights, the dealership.
Bro.
Just
you can tell just by that view. That's why white people don't want to leave. Oh,
yeah. Because they built that anyway. You know? So we built this, motherfucker. Because it's Sandton, you know?
Yeah.
It's just so. We like literally just circulated it and then went back again. Yo. It is amazing. Like,
yeah, I can imagine.
When you drive drunk in Sandton at 2 a.m. in the morning, it's a different view from up there, man. Yeah. It's just beautiful.
So I get home, dog. I'm tired, bro.
Yeah.
I sleep.
Yeah.
Wake up Monday morning. I got a flight to catch at 1 p.m. to Cape Town.
Yeah, you went to a Cape Town for a holiday.
No, not a holiday. I was being hosted by Dr. Iqbal. Survey, yes.
Oh, Survey.
Yeah, because there's a show that we're working on. So it's like, come through, I'll host you for like 2 days in Cape Town.
Oh, damn.
So we can chop it up and talk about the show. I'm like, clean, no problem.
Shit, yeah.
So my flight is at 1, woke up at about 10, you know, get ready.
Yeah.
Boom, boom. You know, you got to be at the airport an hour before.
Yeah, boom.
Get to the airport. When I get there, shit, do I not realize my ticket is business class? Hey!
Levels.
Hey, me, so I'm like, Maggie's flying high. I was like, but it made sense why you would book a business class because you're McDeep, man, you know?
And the beauty is when you have business class, you don't go where they do your check-in. You don't go through the normal gate. There's one gate where you just go straight through. So you go straight through to the lounges. Then I get to the lounges. What's at the lounges? Free alcohol.
True.
Bro, I'm hanging. I'm like, I'm shy. You know, to get over the hangover.
No, we all know. There's only one way of getting over a hangover.
You know what I mean? Then I get into business class, dog.
Yeah?
Jesus. First time ever, bro. The seats are insane. I've never flown business class.
Bro.
Yeah, it was my first time.
You're a businessman.
Aye, come on.
Successful businessman.
Aye, man. In my dreams.
Make a G.
So I'm in business class. Bro, the seat, ne? This is nothing. This is like lower level shit, dog. It can roll into a bed, bro. And you can sleep.
In business class.
Business class. You can stretch, bro. Like, you just go here and there's no one next to you smelling or, you know, being rude. You know what I mean? You know those
and
people.
And you can close the curtains.
Close the curtains. Everything.
Your woman can give you head.
I don't know. There's only one curtain. They close
but
the curtain.
But you're with your woman.
Yeah, I'm with my woman. She's right next to me.
But then when you make the bed to lie.
Yeah, yeah. There's people, so why not?
And you don't stow
to
wait,
man.
She's your woman. But she's your woman.
But guess what's at business class?
Your woman.
Free alcohol.
Yo. Ay, ay, ay.
Mind you, the flight is 2 hours. Self child. I kid you not. This is a true story, guys. Yeah. I kid you not.
Yeah.
So we land at Cape Town.
Yeah.
And then there's the driver.
Yeah.
So Dr. Iqbal had a V-class for us, just for me and my woman.
And
our own driver.
I saw that!
Yeah. So we get in there, and then we get to the hotel. When we get to the hotel, funny enough, they're doing a promotion. Guess what they're promoting?
Ganjo.
Gin.
Yo.
So now they're giving away gin to everybody that comes into the hotel, right?
Jeez.
So I taste some gin. You know I love gin, bro.
Yeah, gin.
Yeah, so I had a taste. Boom, boom, boom. Literally within 30 minutes, the driver says, you got to get ready. Dr. Iqbal wants to see you.
Survey.
Luckily enough, his office is right opposite to where we are staying. So I just freshen up quickly, go to his office. When I get there, there's about 8 people there. They're talking about how wonderful the episode we did with him, the reception.
Who are the 8 people?
The people that work for him.
Oh, okay.
Like, remember, he's got like...
waiters.
No. Like management. Changes. Management, bro. Like high-profile people like CEOs.
In IOL, independent media.
The whole...
In Segunjalo. Top management of Segunjalo.
Yes.
Because he owns Segunjalo.
Yes. So we're waiting for him. And then about 30 minutes later, he comes in. This was crazy, man. He's one of those bosses, bro, where... And he's for chats. You saw what we did the podcast.
Yeah, you saw it. Yeah? As an Indian, you thought you said him as Chetty. That nigga's up to his fucking face, bro.
So now he gets there, and bro, he's those type of bosses where, as an employee, you can't say shit. You can't even look at your phone. You just have to listen to him talking, because he's a talker.
Ah, that's giving Adolf Hitler vibes. That's giving the TikTok vibes.
You know what I mean? So we said it before, and guess how long he spoke for? And... I kid you not, within this period of time that he spoke for, nobody looked at their phones. We were all just glued listening to him.
And
you couldn't cough.
Hitler vibes.
No, I don't know, but it was just like that, you know?
Like
what I mean?
Everybody was
engaged.
You need to be engaged.
Yeah, because he pays the bills, you know what I mean? He pays their salaries.
Yeah.
He spoke for about an hour and a half.
Ah, 90 minutes is a whole football game.
You know what I mean?
It's a whole menu United loss.
And when he laughs, that's the cue for us to laugh as well.
Yeah, he's paying for the drinks. He's paying for the business class. He's paying for the restaurant.
So when he laughs, like, oh, that's so funny,
that
man.
That's so funny. By the way, my business class ride was amazing. My feet were massaged brilliantly. That's funny. You're a funny nigga.
And then he's like, all right, cool, let's go have dinner. So everybody leaves, and then he's like, he's going to go pick up his wife. I must join him for dinner with my wife.
Which wife? Doesn't he have like many wives, that guy?
No, one wife.
But it's just that a single man old now.
Yeah, same wife.
How old is the wife?
She's about Naledi's age or maybe a few years older than her. But so, she's very young. Beautiful, beautiful wife.
And his other kids are from other women.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, so he's got one wife, but he's had many kids along the way.
Yeah.
Building up to the
beautiful wife.
One young wife.
Gorgeous.
Indian?
Yeah, Indian.
Ah.
So we get to this 5-star restaurant. You know what I mean? And
do you know the restaurant? Do you remember it?
Tang. Okay. In Cape Town, yeah. And then the food is amazing, bro. Now you know what happens when you have food that's amazing. It goes down well with
alcohol.
Alcohol.
Yeah.
Now I'm rocking wine.
Wine.
So we chilled there for like until midnight. And then I went back to the hotel, slept, right? So as I woke up, had another meeting with John. You know John Savage?
Oh, shout out, John.
Yeah. So I had a meeting with John Savage. And then after that, I'm still drunk, bro. Like, yeah. I haven't been sober for like a minute or an hour in like 7 days, right?
Jesus.
And in amongst all of this, I'm just going live because I'm too excited. I can't believe what's happening.
Damn, you were live.
I went live, bro, randomly.
I missed it.
I was just going live and we're listening to that song in the car with the driver and I didn't know what to say. We're singing along. But we're live.
Yeah.
I even went live with J&J. I can't even remember what I said.
Oh, you requested.
Yeah. When I was back at the hotel, he requested.
Yeah, and JJ, Captain loves JJ also.
Yeah. Mm. So I spoke to him for like 30 minutes, but I still don't remember what I said. I was out
of it. Did you ask him about the wolves?
I don't know what happened.
The wolves.
Yeah.
When someone leaves you in the forest, they can't ask you about what the
that
wolves
coat of yours.
I don't even remember.
Because he said you said that.
I should have asked him, but I can't remember, dog. That thing is a blur. So now... Oh, yeah, speaking about Njenje, I figured out how our piano artists get hits.
How?
I've got the formula.
How?
I've got the secret.
Give me. Give me.
So what you do, you get in studio, right? Obviously, you cook the song. Then you need a residency. My man, I can't talk like
that. No! The more you make a pertinent point, the more I pay. Boy,
so you get a residency. Let's say you say Mondays, every Monday at recharge.
Wait.
Recharge. Let's just say recharge.
So, and then... Aibo. Stop it. Hey.
Man, David Mashable is rich, bro. He can afford many more tables.
And then you test out your songs at these gigs. And then you see which parts work. And which parts the audience is like, it's not make sure, you know? It's giving Zimbabwe vibes. And then you go back into studio, fix that, and then release the song.
Ha! It's my pet.
Because I kept asking myself, why is Kabza and Maphorisa always gigging? Like, they don't need to gig, bro. And residency out of everything else. Because they always have residency at Recharge and Urban Grill Mondays. Magubenjal and all those places. That's where they test out the songs. So they test out the songs there, see what they need to fine tune, get back into the studio,
bro,
fine tune it, and that's why they never miss, bro.
The piano has changed the whole thing. Even now, like, I'm thinking,
Does that make sense, though?
No,
it does.
Makes sense, man.
It does.
Because I ask myself, when these guys drop, it's always a hit. Mm. Like, how?
Yeah.
How?
Testing.
They never miss.
They took advantage of everything the music industry was before piano came out. The industry has always been like that, where you've got a gigging element, a production element. You produce songs, and some people produce songs, not test them in production or in performances. And then when you perform them, you know what... And piano's like that, bro. Mm. And, like, even... With now, the EP culture, people just drop 3 songs, 4 songs in an EP because maybe they're similar styles. Like, remember when Kabza dropped the whole with Com guys?
Dlala Thukzin?
No. With the guy from Durban, man. What's his name?
Who? Oh.
Yes. Like a 4-song album and then they'll drop singles. And it's always like going out, they're testing the music. Mm. Piano's so weird, bro. Mm. And that's why it changes the game.
Yeah.
It's like weird culture, but it's also like straightforward things. Like just test the music and alter it to what people like. Like Bulo, there's a guy who dropped a song with Maestro. It's called Coco.
Yeah.
And I was like, bro, there's a song, there's a part of the chorus. I'm like, dude, this is the chorus.
Yeah.
And in the song, it's not a chorus, it's a verse.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is the catchy part of the song.
Yeah.
Make it a chorus. Now they're re-recording the song.
Wow.
They dropped it like 2 years ago. It's Wulo Maestro. It's called Coco. Now they're going to drop it officially. Beautiful. Now I told them, no, dog, that's the chorus. Mm. Fuck. Hold on, man. Hey, it's a bitter, brilliant song. Mm. It's going to be a hit. I swear to God. Mm. Do you believe me?
Of course. You said Zix Bantwini, what? Osama before it was...
Like I've got... I think my ear is decent, you know?
Got the ear. Mm.
Here's the song.
Got the ear. Oh, I hear you, mama.
What's happening?
Playing the whole song now.
You know what?
We just heard the whole song. Hey. Oh. Hey. Woo. Ah, that's fire.
Can you imagine it on edibles?
Yo.
Yeah. Oh. Hey, yeah,
Pure certain directions. Do-do. Lick the windscreen. And do-do that. Tato. Break with the foot.
So now it's Tuesday night. I'm chilling at the hotel. I'm like, fuck, I'm tired now. Let me sleep. Guess who fucking calls me?
Who?
He's like, I hear you in Cape Town. Come to my house. Rob Herself.
Ah.
Yeah, billionaire get a billionaire call.
Hey, bro, Mac. I'm fucking drunk. I'm tired. I don't want to miss my flight in the morning.
Yeah.
But how do you say no to going to a billionaire's house?
Never.
In Cape Town.
You can never.
Nah, to say less, boy, I'm coming.
So you get there. What happened?
I don't know. When I got there, I took a picture with these kids. We were chilling, talking shit, talking about politics.
Which kids?
His kids.
How many kids does he have?
Hey, why are you so fascinated with how many kids people have, bro?
What?
You asked about Dr. Iqbal and his kids.
Did I?
Yeah.
Yeah, Iqbal. I mean, he just had a 6 month old and the nigga's 70. Dr. Iqbal is 70. He just had a 6 month old. You're like, nah, nigga, you've been. It's like every opportunity to come and make a child, niggas will take it.
Yeah.
As long as they've got the right money. Yeah. And also, in the natural spectrum of life, it's the right thing. If you've got enough money to have 80 kids, you can have 80 kids. Yeah. Think about it. Mm. If I've got the money to support 50 kids who have the same genetic composition as me, who's made it in life, and I'm a pure businessman, right, who's made money and lived, and why wouldn't you want to spread those genetics around? Oh,
yes. But my thing is, are you able to
Your grandfather's an example of that, Mukwebo.
Marisol, you can't raise all those kids.
Yeah.
That's my thing. You're not going to be present for all those kids. Like Nick Cannon, for example, I don't see him being present for all the children. There's not enough hours in the day for you to be like a full,
fully present. When it comes to
father.
Cue daddy issues.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, yeah.
So it's a breeding ground for
my man, this ghost lady, I don't like her. I don't like this ghost lady. Right? She's catching me out.
She makes sense.
We need the other ghost lady. But that's a true point because I could have all the money in the world.
What did the other ghost lady say? The duck, what floats under?
The duck is floating.
The peddling.
But you're peddling at the bottom. You're peddling.
Because she's right. Like if I'm a billionaire and I can provide the base education for my kids, they still will grow up without knowing a father, without knowing how to swim in a swimming pool with a father, how to
ride a bike, simple as that,
or watch you at Spur as they sing the awkward birthday party song, birthday for you, and clap the drums, or some random fatherly things that you generally experience with your dad, and they won't experience them. Got me. Touché.
Yeah, so I'm there. So he wants to advertise. He's doing some, what is this Facebook metaverse thing?
Who, Iqbal?
No. You're not following the story.
Rob.
No, you lost me.
Rob.
Iqbal survey is following.
Rob Rob. We're at Rob's house.
Oh, now Rob's herf is her ass off.
Yes.
Says, hey, man, I'm a billionaire. Come through to my place. Yeah, you said, you literally said it. Rob Herself said, hey, man, I'm a billionaire too. I'm going to play this game talk and I'm going to hold on to chicks and I'm going to suck your dick. Come through and let's experience this thing.
So now I get there, taking pictures, like I said, with his wife and whatever, and he's chilling. He wants to advertise on the show, that metaverse thing that he's doing, right?
Oh, shout out to Rob.
Nice.
And bro, his house is gorgeous. Oh, my
God. Rob Herself.
His view, you won't believe this, man. It's Table Mountain. You can literally touch it.
Mm.
Oh, that's his view, man. Oh, my goodness. We're chilling outside there. The pool is lit. Oh, my goodness. Kri, MacGyver, is this you?
Why are you? Hey, Mac, man. You're like, ah.
And then I bring
Vendor the... Vendor boss up, bro.
And I bring the driver in, right?
Because he wanted to chill by the car and wait for us. I'm like, no, come through, man. It's Rob, bro.
Yeah. Have a good time.
Did I not regret it? Mm. Now, guys, for chats now with Rob there.
Yeah.
For chats.
Sharavan Chetty. Sharavan Chetty.
But something strange happened because we chilled literally for about 30, 40 minutes. And I'm getting settled in now, you know what I mean?
So he lives in Cape Town, Rob herself.
Yeah, I guess he's got a house in Cape Town.
Yeah, one of his houses.
One of his houses. But he kept saying, yeah, you know... Yeah, you guys should go now. Load shedding is coming.
How?
You don't know a generator.
Yeah, like, what does it mean?
So clearly, because his wife wasn't there, he wanted us out of the house. I don't know why, for what reason. Maybe his friends were coming and they want to do cocaine and then want me
to maybe there's
something.
Rituals. Or maybe there's rituals to be done at a specific time. But something was coming
up
and adamant to be there for it.
Exactly. He was adamant about chasing us out. You know, every 5 minutes, you know, you got to go. Load shedding.
It's not load shedding, let's be honest, but it's a plane. It's going to generate.
No, maybe your driver bored him a little.
He's a billionaire. Excuse. You could have said, I don't like this guy. Who's he? Let him stay outside. Like, if I'm a billionaire, I'll do that. Like, I love your company and your company and your company. I don't like his. Let him go out. I'm a billionaire. I can do that.
But eventually, we leave, get back to the hotel, sleep. Fucked. Dude, I couldn't even get around this weekend. That's how tired I was. 2 days in Cape Town with the view. Couldn't even...
Nothing.
Your GPS wasn't working.
Hey.
No, why couldn't you get around?
Hey. I'm sorry.
No.
Hey, I didn't even get one round. Imagine.
I'm sorry.
Oh, around. I'm doing, you couldn't get around. Oh, around.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
So we wake up now. What is it? What are we? Wednesday now, ne?
Yo.
Wednesday, woke up, missed a flight. I had to rebook and get a later flight.
Why couldn't you get around, though?
I was tired. I was drunk, bro. The whole time I was passed out, bro. Haven't you been following the story? I've been passed out since Friday.
Your poor liver, Kosi.
You being passed out has nothing to do with your dick.
What are you saying?
Why couldn't you get around?
What?
Because you were drunk.
So she must rape me.
She must
rape me.
If consent is ready.
Consent, so.
Consent, I'm sleeping, so.
But it's up.
Do you want to be on unfollowed?
Yeah, he's applying. He's applying for season two.
No.
Season two. Wait,
bro. You were tired to the point you couldn't have sex.
Yes, and drunk.
Damn, how does that work?
Hey,
I've never been so tired I couldn't have sex. I speak for myself, man. Like, how does that work, man?
You know what I mean?
No, I don't. I don't, bro. I don't know what you mean. I'm lost. Take my little
word. Where am I? I'm on Wednesday, ne? Okay, cool, yeah. Reschedule the flight, come back, get home, miss my kids, sleep all
night.
Where
did you book you guys in the billionaire?
What do you mean?
Like, where would you stay?
Radisson, right opposite his office.
Oh, Radisson Blue.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Damn, dope.
So, get home, sleep, chat to the kids, boom, boom, boom.
Chetty, Chef Darren MacIver Chetty.
Wake up Ashwan Thursday, Chetty. Right? Wake up Thursday, spend some time with the kids, and then my mom calls. She wants to see me, so I go to my mom, right?
Beautiful.
Because I'm like, Thursday, I'm not doing fuck all, bro. Like, I need to rest, bro. Because, hey, it's peace, motherfucker.
Hey.
You need to recoup.
You know what I mean?
Down to earth.
So I get to my mom's place. My mom's like, hey, how you been? I was like, I don't know, I was in Cape Town doing this, boom, boom, boom. She's like, oh, I was watching the podcast you guys did in Venda. I was like, oh, yeah, what did you think? She was like, it was dope. I liked it. And do you know the guy you were talking to? I'm like, yeah, the president, yeah. She's like, I used to date him.
So,
2011.
Hey, Costa. Yo, Aike. Yo.
Apparently they dated, bro. And it was it was serious for a few months.
Yeah, but your mom is hot, so I see it.
I want to just go there.
Yeah, at least I brought
thank
it up.
Goodness.
Yeah.
Thank goodness you were there.
I said it, yeah.
Thank goodness
is.
You were no, there. Thank hot. You, Dudu. I'm so grateful woman. For your presence. Like, I'm really so grateful for your presence. I get it, he's got a type.
Yeah.
And you know, yes. Your mom is hard, bro. Like, your mom is...
Ah, bro.
It's thick.
I wanted to vomit, bro.
I can imagine.
I wanted to vomit. I'm like, what the
how does
fuck?
That feel, bro?
Don't ask me such questions,
this
man.
This is awkward.
Dog, that's nuts. Because... Hey, Mvana.
Hi. Hey, I'm going to
for real? She did it to the president.
Yeah,
damn.
President. And he was head over heels with her. He wanted to buy a Range Rover back in 2011.
But you.
But she's coming. She's damn. Coming on the show, bro.
She can where tell the story.
Yeah, she'll tell the story. When are we recording, my mother?
On Friday.
Friday.
Yeah.
All right,
she'll tell the story.
Yeah, she'll tell the story.
But and yeah, she's man. A nice. She's a great storyteller. So.
But it's so let's beautiful. Like, it. You got a. You gave her the range.
Oh yeah. Not now. People are going to think I bought a range now. This was back in Heifeld days.
Yeah, no. Mac got his range in Heifeld days and you got it. But it's the same period.
Yeah. Mm. So, hey, yeah. Man. The reason why I was telling you that story. Mm. So, please join me, dog. Let's stop drinking for a while, dog.
Yeah. No, let's do it.
Let's do it, dog.
All of us.
Hold on.
I think as a team.
I'm trying to lose weight, right? And I've lost weight before, right?
Yeah.
So how I did it was, I didn't take alcohol and sugar and carbs, like bread and stuff, right?
Yeah.
For like 4 months. Mm. And I personally, I dropped like 30 kilos. I dropped like 29 kilos in 3 months. The only way, Van, to reconnect... Now, I remember I was on Fresh's podcast now.
Oh, nice.
And I was like, how do you do it? But I knew how I did it. So it was like the same thing. Like, you know exactly. Just stop alcohol and sugar.
Ah, bro. Alcohol is unproductive, dog.
It's not.
Yeah.
True.
Like, let's not lie to
Bro, it's imagine how many...
It's nice. But fact of the matter is, it's not.
Imagine how many skits we could do if we lived a sober life.
Bro, it's the skits, dog. Bro, I believe you. It's the skits. It's the skits. Did you see Robert Boy and Pop skit?
Yo.
Because why they are sober?
On Sarah.
They are sober.
They don't drink.
And they are sober.
Yeah. While we're nursing a hangover, they've done 10 skits, boy.
Oh. Yeah. True. That's very true.
Bro, it's the skits.
Ask yourself how Black Coffee gets around all these gigs around the world.
He's
sober. He's playing at 9. He's there at 9.
Yes. He drinks water.
Today we are nursing hangovers.
Hey, bro. Sorry.
Because you know when you drink, and we are old now, dog. So it's when you drink Saturday, you wake up Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, recovery time.
Hey, the day is gone.
Yeah.
Now you have to drink again so you can get rid of the hangover, and then Monday you are fucked.
Yeah, because you're drinking to get rid of the drinking. Then the drinking can only get rid of it Tuesday, because now your stress meetings are postponed and you need to attend these meetings. You're like, fuck! Now I need to drink water for this meeting.
Hey, but shout out to Robert Boy and Pops, man. That's Shaka Zulu skit.
Yeah, that's Shaka Shaimpama.
Shaimpama. Come on.
Hey, Robert Boy, is this pick yak?
I did not know. I was shocked.
I didn't see it all along, but I was like, It's there. He's lying.
What are the skits are they doing?
Because right now, there's going to be a Spreading Humors versus... Popcorn and cheese.
Nah.
Yeah, campaign type thing.
The kids are sober. Can you see?
The kids are sober. Yes,
but
right.
The kids sober.
The kids are sober.
The kids are drinking.
No.
The kids are drinking.
The kids are sober.
Oh, okay, they have the liver. They can drink and wake up in the morning.
And the
liver, yes.
They recover quicker.
They've got many liver years ahead
of them. Yeah, they recover quicker. So there's going to be like that, you know, battle between...
There's probably a brand involved behind this.
Yeah, but it's Kit Kat. So the kids don't drink.
Why couldn't Kit Kat come here? We have bricks.
We
have chocolates to our brown.
Chocolate and
our woman have purees, they are red. So it's red. It's the color of Kit Kat. We are brown. We are nice. Now you know. chocolate, baba.
Yeah, so the people must look out for the Spreading Humor skit upcoming on Sunday. And then also check out the popcorn and cheese skit that is coming out on Wednesday.
Bro, I'm
so
telling you, the money's in the skits, you know, bro.
The skits.
The money's true, in the facts. Skits, bro.
Nah, let's do skits.
And
That's a skit. Dubalang, that's a skit.
Hey, Dubalang, manyana, baka.
Yeah. That's a skit.
Yeah, and there's voting, so people can vote which skit they relate to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who are they voting?
They can vote on the KitKat website.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, so that's what's happening.
Social media, you know our people on social media.
Yeah.
They can also, you know, add in to the...
are the handles?
It's at KitKat SA.
Mm-hmm.
And then the hashtags are tech, tekateking, because I think they're trying to do something around... when technology is
because the tech is T-E-C-A.
Yeah. So even when you say take a break, you don't say take, you say tech.
Take a break. Because that's how people speak. Take a break.
Exactly. So it's a fun campaign.
You just say wanna be.
Yeah, can we take a break now? I need a smoke, guys. Can we just take a break?
Okay, yes.
Smoke for the podcast.
I never get Mac, man.
Yeah. When you're a DJ and you smoke while you're playing, why can't you smoke while you're podcasting?
This is not my studio, bro.
It's
my Chevrolet studio.
Yeah, but it's who you are. Mashabela said he's going to host you.
It's going to smell in the curtains. Ah, come
it's
on.
Gonna smell
Mashabela said he's going to host you.
There's carpets in here.
Oh, don't be that black. Don't be that black, my man.
Which black is this one?
That one. If I was born a bangazi.
What are you saying?
You're
saying that Vanessa is being fed. Just saying anything now.
Before we take a break.
No, but dog, you smoke.
But I can't smoke will you smoke in another person's house?
If they smoke, I can.
But he doesn't smoke.
But if I'm doing a podcast and...
Uzoyanga panzi.
We are last.
Tutu.
Uzoyanga panzi.
Ututu lakha mina. Kalo was... Yabatandano ipi.
You were saying, Tutu?
Yes, I was saying... So people who vote can get to win tickets for Rocking the Daisies. Do you guys know
Rocking the Daisies?
Yeah, so they must vote. And,
so what's Rocking the Daisies for those who don't know the Rocking the Daisies?
It's a nice, beautiful event with different performers. It's just a beautiful vibe. It happens in Cape Town and in Pretoria. I think the fans of Rocking the Daisies, they know it, you know. So they should vote and win tickets.
So
it'll be amazing.
Please explain again. So what you got to do?
Go on the KitKat website this Thursday, because we wanted you to do it on Thursday so that you can see the popcorn and cheese skit first.
Okay.
Yeah, and then you can just decide which one do you relate to most. Are you relating to the Bandwizi gang or do you relate with the cheese gang?
Dope.
And then you vote and then you can win tickets.
So why didn't they include us? We could have done a skit.
Yeah.
Could you have, though?
Yeah, what do you mean?
He's gonna write it for you.
Come on.
We gotta stop this alcohol thing.
Exactly.
Man. Let's take a break, dog.
No alcohol, Kit Kat too.
Let's take a break.
And get
from
a Kit
alcohol
Kat
and just
but
have
we can
a Kit
do
Kat.
Skits drunk.
Who gets drunk?
We can do skits drunk.
Let's cut bahani, boy.
Yeah,
let's cut some pools. Free.
No, but I'm serious. I need a break. I want to smoke. Can you take a break?
Let's take a break.
Are you for real? Cool.
Yeah, it's hot, dog. Yo.
Grab a Kit Kat.
Hey.
Anyway, Dudu, what stories you got for us? It's your prep at the end of the
day. Yeah.
Is it?
Welcome to the show. You've been so quiet.
Have I?
Getting older.
So it seems like there's like a thing where scammers are now like targeting musicians and their bookings. So Zola7 is battling like an imposter who's scamming people and taking bookings and payments under his name. And it has been reported that Zola is facing a fraudster masquerading as the star. He's conning promoters, he's taking bookings, payments, he's using Zola's name. So it feels like this is something that happens.
It happens
quite
not only with Zola, maybe the expose came via Zola.
Yes, but
it's been a thing that's happening.
Right?
That's why. Whenever have you not gotten a guy trying to book you and saying he wants a video call?
No. The only scam I know is the guy who's sending out emails saying, People must pay to be on the podcast.
Oh, yeah. That guy sent an email to one of the guys on, what's that Nick Cannon show?
Wild and Out.
Wild and Out. Yeah. One of the guys on Wild and Out. He sent me an inbox on Instagram saying, yo, gents, is this you? Mm. And I was like, nah, scam. So they literally now targeting both Nick Cannon and Wild and Out in pretense lying. Of them representing us.
We don't charge anyone to be on the podcast. So if there's any money involved or it's a Gmail account, just know it's a scam.
And also generally, guys, it's simple. If you want to book an artist, go to their social media page. If it's Zola, go to their Instagram or Twitter page and go through it and actually see that it's actually them. And then try book through the email.
Yeah, they usually have an email as the...
Yeah.
Yes.
As a and also, sometimes you can ask, because I've got a lot of times where people ask for like a video call, whatever, to confirm. Because it's been a thing that's been happening where people pretend to be your booking agent and they are not, or you book your management and they are not. People get scammed a lot.
Yeah,
it's quite a prevalent thing.
So yeah, man, be careful. There's a podcast scam going out there, man, for podcasts and chill, man. And what can we do, bro? Because like,
guys, we'll never pay anyone to be on the podcast.
Zero.
Like that guy said, $3,000.
Yeah,
offered. We'll never pay anyone to be on the podcast. So as soon as you're,
we'll never ask anyone to pay.
Yeah.
No one has paid us to interview us. You know what I mean? Like, as a celebrity or whatever. Unless they've got a product.
Yeah. What do you want to say?
They want to push.
Fat Checker? That's hey, man, I forgot you were here, Fat Checker. Hey, you've been laughing, eh?
Yeah, you've been laughing. You're not checking facts.
Oh, we'll be talking shit. There's no facts to check.
Check, yeah.
Damn, yeah, true.
I mean, that's why I like my job. I can just sit the whole day. But anyway.
Cheers.
Hey, they love you, by the way. You know, so many guys, like, I want to, like, marry you and be with you and...
Yeah,
but it's juice.
Yeah, but anyway, I'm talking in my capacity as content creator. It's not us paying, but them getting paid for a campaign. That's what the person pretends to be. They would like some celebrities to come through so that they can do a campaign for Podcast and Chill and get paid $3,000. We are working on a statement at the moment. The only problem is there's a lot of emails that are being created on a day-to-day basis. And to answer to the whole putting your email on bookings, it's not safe because people can then duplicate the same email and just change the ending of the email. Yeah. So we need
that's
to
what
be
they do.
Very, yeah.
So they duplicate the email address.
Yes. So I'd make an example with Gmail. You know how Gmail ends with a .com, right?
Yeah.
They will then say gmail.co.za, and .za is a South African
or even
website.
Bookings. And then they take out the S.
Yes, they take out the booking or the S. They do something to duplicate
everything. Sometimes.
Yes.
So L is the same as a lower alphabet L. Or I.
Yes.
And then they change things like that.
Yeah. Yes, they small do change detail. Small details and duplicate them. So it's best for a person to do vetting and try to communicate with the managers before they actually agree to it. Just a side note.
Is anybody excited about the iPhone 15?
No.
Hey.
Bro, they've been selling the same iPhone for the past...
That's what
Apple
the fuck, bro?
Sell the same iPhone for 10 years.
Yeah.
With literally an upgrade, this and this and that. I mean, the iPhone that I have is very good. I don't need an iPhone.
And now it's a Type-C charger.
I don't need that.
No, the new one.
Yeah, I know, but I don't need that. It's a nice thing because then it will charge my laptop and my iPhone, but I'll never sell my iPhone that I bought for like 30K. No, just to charge.
Yeah, it's not a smart investment, dog. It's terrible.
It isn't, no.
Ghost lady?
So, I don't know if we are able to talk about it.
Man, it's so weird to say ghost. It's a doo-doo, bro. Yeah. It's weird. She's not the ghost. Well, she's doo-doo, bro.
Yeah. So, I don't know if we are able to talk about this legally, but Chillers wanted us to speak about the article that came out with regards to the podcast being sued by Rosie Modene. I don't know if we're able.
Oh, damn.
Legally, cool beans.
Are we able?
Oh, yeah. Cool beans, according to Tola Smo. Yeah, I think we'll be too. I mean, whatever, man. I don't know. What is she serious for? Like, the guy came here, said whatever he has to say. We'll provide a platform. And if someone goes on to SABC News and says things defamatory towards whoever, be it Cool Beans or who, or Rosie Modene or whoever, how's the platform responsible for it? Like, how are we meant to run a podcast if we're going to have to fact check everything everybody comes there to claim?
And
if everybody comes to claim that I was the most MC streamed artist in 2001, is it our job to go out and thingy? You know what I mean?
Like, she must stand in the queue. There's so many people suing us. So her time will come.
In the queue. Beans. Mm-mm. Or she wants to perform a queue or coup and run this podcast. Maybe, you know? Hey, these human beans are a problem, man. The bean at it. She must have been at it to, you know, to try and get our attention. But it's like, whatever, bro. Like, what? Anyone has got the freedom to sue anyone out there. That's a thing. Yeah. And not everybody who's being sued must respond to being sued.
Yeah.
Anyway, Pendico, what did you want to talk about, my dog? What's that?
Hey,
boo. What are you doing, Cringe?
Hey! Hey!
Shout out to... Do you know that... What's wrong, man? What's going on?
We're listening.
Are you listening?
Yeah, we're
listening. Listen. No, man, I just want to say, like, I don't know how we didn't think of it, but now Billboard, you know the Billboard top charts?
Yes, yes, yes.
They've got a whole TikTok thing.
Okay.
And it's a testament to show how social media has literally taken over the music industry. And in South Africa, we've heard songs, including Gandini, that were like big on TikTok, and we've never acknowledged it in the form of partnering it with a substantial top 10 that we know.
Yeah.
So none of the radio stations have ever had a TikTok top 10, whatever. And that's what's happening. And now Billboard has got a top 10 or top 50 chart. This Billboard top 50 songs are the Billboard top 50 songs on TikTok.
Wow.
And we've got our own like songs that are big on TikTok.
Nice.
And we've never acknowledged that.
Wow,
in a way,
smart.
Or partner
that's
with
smart.
Them. That's very smart. Mm. And I hate the fact that it's US citizens who had to, or US people had to do it first before we did. Because we've had songs that are big on TikTok, and generally, those songs will be big on the streets.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And we've never had a charting show with just those songs. And now there's a Billboard Top 50. Crazy.
Wow.
And because the Billboard Top 50 won't talk to what we listen to. Today, if the biggest song is Ngandini, in Billboard it's not, but it is the biggest in our country. So fuck Billboard, you know what I mean? No one ever... Top Billboard 100 song does not naturally mean top song in SA.
100%.
Yeah.
Ever. So we must also have our own adaptations.
What's the biggest song in SA right now?
Imnandilento. No. Imnandilento. Biggest song in the podcast is Million Sleazy Imnandilento. Soon to be bigger song and I say,
yeah.
I Imnandilento. Inyanzo. Exactly. Nah, I think the biggest song, bro.
Stokey.
Yeah, right.
That's a slow burner, that one.
What's it called?
Akuze.
Shout out to Omid. He did that song.
Nice one, man.
That's the biggest song.
You remember the baby is
yes.
coming to SA and he was supposed to be performing at FNB, right? I didn't understand why they would think he would fill up like FNB.
I didn't get it too.
Yeah, I was like, da baby, filling up FNB South Africa. Yeah, so
it's no surprise though.
They've moved it to Mary Fitzgerald Square.
That's back to the city. So nigga went from FNB Stadium to back to the city.
He's now the infant.
Shout out to back to the city.
So now they moved it there. So I think that's a better decision.
Guys, people who've done is like Justin Bieber. They've done back to the city.
Yeah.
So I remember seeing that and I was like, Yeah, I get the guy's being unfairly cancelled because he said something about, you know, a particular community, unfairly, or whatever. Like, but he...
And they paid him $250,000. Are they going to make that back?
That's like 5 million. Mm. Close to 5 million rand.
To bring him in.
They won't make it back.
I don't think,
dude,
so.
Before he even got cancelled, there was not a lot of fan base for that baby in,
yeah,
South Africa.
Yeah, in South Africa.
Like, right, maybe high school kids, one or two, yes, three, nyana, but...
So. Ish.
Name me one song you had a baby.
Angazi poison. Mina olas.
Nah, they must cancel the gig.
Ah, that song can fill up.
They must cancel the baby.
Yeah.
Nah.
With weed heads.
Which one? You
put it on.
Yeah, Spear says
nah,
the song,
they should
he put
the
it on.
Nah, they must call an abortion on that one.
Soon you'll be releasing an album, baby. Sound guy. You know what happens after that? We've seen that story before.
Next thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nah, the baby must get the abortion. I don't think it's gonna work. It's a baby.
He must get an abortion.
Yeah, the baby must get a.
He must be aborted.
We must abort. No, but they've aborted the baby concert, clearly. I mean, the showing of the baby won't be seen. It's an abortion. No, but guys, I don't know even a single big song of the baby. Like, is he that big of an artist? He was never big in SA to begin with. Like, he's the baby, yeah, but he's like...
Anyway, speaking about events, get ready, chillers. The Matlosana Mega Festival is here.
Which one is that one? Nah.
It's happening on September the 23rd and the 24th in Klerksdorp Northwest at Mshengu Fun City. Enjoy the finest in gospel, Afro soul, and house music with performances by top artists like Vusi Nova, Soli Mahlangu, Tebe, Malaika, Sumizi Mthlongo, and many more of South Africa's biggest talents.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, this is one of the country's biggest festivals this spring, so secure tickets starting from 150 rands from CompuTicket. Check the description box below for the ticket link.
Matlosana
and Northwest Poison. Anything else you wanna talk about
there
before we go? No. I don't...
Awesome, we want to be there.
Okay, cool, we go.
Yeah, we'll just want to chill out there and be there.
Your wish is my command, sir.
Thank you, bro. You're a rock star.
Anything else? No, it's you remember I sent something in the group asking if we want to talk to
you. Man, dude, I feel like you're not present. Come on,
I'm
make yourself
present,
felt.
I am. I feel like...
Talk to us.
Ah, it's the first time, man.
Exactly.
No, Ghost Lady's always like,
I'm not Ghost Lady.
Yeah, Ghost Lady's a thousandth episode.
Put the phone down. What do you want to talk about?
But I had... it in mind. But anyway, you remember I
let chillers meet you, dude. Chillers still don't know you. We'll end the show without chillers knowing you. Let them know you.
Sol, remember I posted in the group about Ome. It literally is me. That's me. Omeya Pappas. And you said, who's that guy? You don't know Omeya Pappas?
I remember Christopher
Pappas. Yes.
That's like some of the young DA mayors. Is a mayor in Renneval. Is Renneval, Midval.
Yeah. And he's, you know, he's been doing like...
Midval.
You know,
I only
great
know the prime
things,
ministers.
And he speaks isiZulu. He's a white guy. What's happening? He speaks isiZulu and all of that. So, but since we said we don't think we still want to interview politicians, I feel like it won't land as well, you know?
Yeah, look.
Because he's going to be great. He's nominated for, I sent something in the group for like one of these prestigious awards internationally. So for someone who's just a mayor in South Africa to be nominated,
man, Dr.
Iqbal
Sorvay, he's got like 10 awards all over the world for doing great work in leadership, and his episode is not doing well. So chillers always say that they want to see politicians on us engaging
that,
in those subjects, but the numbers don't seem to be
translate.
Doing justice to what they're saying. They don't seem to corroborate what they're saying.
It's not doing
so
well.
What do we do? Well, it's got 240
something. Bro, I still want to go back to Cape Town. It's doing fantastic.
It's amazing.
No, it's not doing well. That's not a lie. We'll pay for our own blowjobs in Cape Town. We'll pay for our own blowjobs in Cape Town. Dr. Iqbal Survey. But it's not doing as well. Like,
who was paying for blowjobs in Cape Town?
Cop.
For you.
Billionaires, they treat you well in Cape Town.
Yeah.
They said billionaires whenever you're in Cape Town. and they host you. Ladies, whenever your man is in Cape Town, hosted by a billionaire, just know that even the sexual needs are taken care of. It's not true. I was told that.
But Panuka, don't you think I would have started there if that happened?
You were started where?
By the blowjob. If that had happened.
How do I know you didn't start there?
I was with my wife. But did I not explain?
You didn't tell us you were with your wife.
Oh.
Did he tell us? Did Nate T at any point say it's with those women? No, Sol. You didn't say it.
Sol, come through.
You said you were in Cape Town.
Sol, come back to us. Come back to us.
The chillers want to meet you, Sol. Come through.
Dude, you say behind the curtain, not showing your face.
All right, cool. So I want to play a game. Chillers were saying we haven't played a game in a while.
Okay, let's play a game.
Let's play a game, man.
Fuck politicians.
Yeah.
Fuck politicians, man. I think we must take a break on politicians. They come in, unless it's like Julius, the big guys.
Mbalula.
But Josie. Fuck Ace. Yes. Fuck everybody else who comes there to lie
fuck
to us.
No, actually, it's the NC guys that always tell lies. Because John Steinhausen was a nice episode.
John Steinhausen was genuine.
He was genuine.
Yeah, like, guys.
It was a good episode.
Yeah, like,
it's only Julius the ANC guys.
Julius was amazing.
I think he's probably the highest views we've
exactly.
had.
Exactly. So unless you got Mbalula or Moise.
Yes.
Like,
okay, so no one from ANC, basically.
No, they lie.
Yeah.
Except for Cyril.
No one, if we could
Cyril. Never... Cyril.
No, Cyril... Yes.
No,
he's gonna
lie. I don't even want to do Cyril.
Yeah, but how many?
It's gonna lie.
But how many podcasts have the president?
But it's gonna lie.
Yeah, but for status. Status.
We want Cyril.
For status.
No, watch. For status.
Yeah.
Zuma.
Even if you don't watch the whole episode, Mara. How many podcasts can say they've had the president?
And Cyril's gonna come, so he's more than welcome.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, cool.
We love Cyril out here, man.
And we want him to like slaughter and call him. And I want to eat it and call him. I want to eat it and call him, guys. We must slaughter and call him. For us. And then we'll bring 50 chilies. How many people does it take to finish a whole bull cow?
Wow, what a question.
So we'll have chilies, you know, and then we'll eat it and call him.
I like that, bro. I like that.
Yeah, I believe it.
That might be better than the Hobo Olympics I want to do.
The Hobo Olympics?
Yeah. Like, guys,
I
don't get the Hobo Olympics.
When you guys talk about it, I don't say anything. Who can
exactly.
a gate for Nyaupe money for the fastest? Is it who can...
the slowest? I don't know.
No,
I want to get... Oh, you know all these favorite... all these big...
Abobonga.
Bonga, yes, Alostro.
Oh, the homeless guy from Oakland Park.
Yeah, and then we make them do games. You know, like how you did a Big Brother?
Yes.
To win the House of the Night or whatever. What is it called? Captain of the Night.
Head of the House.
Head of the house. So we make them do those challenges.
But to win the ultimate hobo.
What are they winning?
You're the number one hobo in South Africa.
And then what do we give them?
The winner.
Yeah, we'll give them money. Yeah.
But what if they go smoke drugs with the money?
Then it'll be a skit.
Oh, so it's a skit.
How?
So we didn't give them money. It's just a game. No, but we need to be careful because you can't give 10,000 rands to a drug addict. Let's be honest.
He'll OD, honestly.
You'll kill him. Okay.
Chillers, let us know if you want us to do Hobo Olympics.
Will kill him.
Yeah?
You'll kill him.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Let us know if you want us to do Hobo Olympics. Is there a Hobo emoji or not?
I say we...
Drop a Hobo emoji if you want us to do Hobo Olympics.
The winnings must go towards their recovery more than just... It's irresponsible to give a drug addict 10,000 rands, bro. Yo. Or 20 or 50,000 rands. It's like... A drug addict winning the lottery. You know what I mean? He's gonna die in the next 2 weeks. Like, come on. We can't.
All right, so the game is called Top 5.
Unless we say we are paying for the clothes, for this, that, but to give them cash. What's the game?
Top 5. So I'm going to ask you top five of a category. Anyone can play. Anyone. Okay. Must just shout what you think is in top five, okay?
Okay.
So everyone's playing. Fact checker. Hey, take away the laptop. Yeah, you can't cheat.
Fact checker.
We got Tibble in the building. We got Doo-Doo.
Yo, shout out Tibble and Tibbles.
You must shout the answer if you have any. Okay,
hey,
cool. Let's go. Top five OnlyFans and their monthly earnings. Give me your top five. biggest earning OnlyFans in the world.
World?
Yeah.
We don't live in the world. We live in South Africa.
Yeah, but give me your top five. Who do you think it is?
In the world?
Yeah. No. I don't know in South Africa. They don't disclose.
No, we don't want to know in the world, bro.
Ah, come on.
Is Sukiana there?
Who's Sukiana?
Nope.
Okay.
Any other names?
In the world.
In the world.
How?
Fed Checker?
Who's in the world?
Simona or something like that.
Nope.
Zamina.
We got Black China.
Oh, yes.
Number one.
Fuck. No, fuck these people. They don't even fuck on OnlyFans. Like Kim Kardashian, all these numbers, they don't count because OnlyFans is a platform where people record themselves
Laza?
Having sex.
Laza Pippin?
Zero.
No! She's just yeah, fair, but
who?
King Nazir.
King Nazir.
King Nazir.
Yes.
Nope.
King Nazir.
Number one is Black China with $20 million a month.
Wow, she's Christian.
No, before.
She's still
the
before,
change.
But she's still making money.
Nah. Next. Go on.
Bella Thorne, $11 million. Cardio, $9.43 million.
Who's Cardio?
I don't know, bro. Tiger, $7 million.
Oh. Tiger the rapper.
Yes, yeah. The rapper.
Mia Khalifa, $6 million.
Mia Khalifa is a porn star.
Shame. Yeah. Tiger and Black China's kids, shame, but who?
Yo.
Sad.
Is that your first pun for the day? Ha, welcome.
Yes.
How are you?
Oh,
how are you?
Please stop. Come on.
All right, top five reasons why people break up.
No, but that's invalid.
Top five reasons.
That top OnlyFans is invalid.
Okay, we're moving on. Top five reasons why people break up.
Money.
It's cheating.
Money. Yes.
Money.
You're
cheating.
Correct.
Money.
You're correct.
Money, yes.
Money cheating.
Cheating's not there.
Cheating is not there. Mm. What did you get? This
bad sex.
What?
Bad sex.
Yes. Correct.
But why would you hook up? Thing is, how are you ever gonna get involved in a relationship with someone who's giving you bad sex?
Did you make them
yeah, like if the sex not good, then get in a relationship.
What? Distance. Nope, distance is not here. Tibler, you're quiet.
Age?
Nope.
Never been with these Instagram girls.
Yeah.
That's why we never see who they're with on holiday.
Number one is no sex. Difficulties attaining sex or not enough
no
sexual
sex,
activities.
So the nostril.
So No sex.
So, no
hey guys, we got to ban Grand Dream. This is what it does to people.
So,
no, wait, no
this
sex.
It should be banned.
Wait, dog. You said
it's
no.
Not this stage.
Wait, dog. No sex. No sex.
This new bottle is coming
no
with
sex.
Problems.
They're fucking the nostril. Hold on, man. Max. Say that again.
This new bottle.
No sex.
No sex. Oh, fuck on. Fuck off. Fuck off. No sex. No sex. You're fucking the nostrils. Nobody knows if you came or not.
Lies. Lies.
Lies, yeah.
Money issues.
Money, definitely.
Money, definitely, bro.
Not willing to compromise. Mm,
makes sense.
That is most probably the biggest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And number, the last one is bad behavior.
Cheating.
Cheating
bad
can be lies.
Can be
cheating can be bad behavior.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cheating
bad
can
behavior.
Be no money. Cheating can be no sex. Cheating can be
bad
not willing to compromise.
Yeah, bad behavior. You're not saying what time you're going to be home.
Yeah.
Even if woman.
Shit. Tuso, please give him the mic. I want to ask him something, man.
Tuso.
Tuso, come grab the mic there.
Oh, boy. Tuso, why are you wearing all white? I told him what I'm going to vendor. No, we're flying. We're flying to Venda. Sorry, we're not driving. We're flying to Venda.
I'm going to Venda.
We're flying, bro.
Before we wrap up, I saw on your status, Tuso. You said in Tembisa, they're sacrificing people for 800K.
Yeah? Yeah, you said that. I saw
that. Yeah, what's going on?
A joke, man. it was a joke, but
You can't joke like that, my man.
Serious, my man.
So, how did you start the joke? Where did you formulate it? The conception?
The root.
The root.
The root is on fire.
I saw it somewhere, man. It was a joke. Sorry, man.
The root is on fire. What does that mean?
No, just the root. The roof.
Root roof?
Yeah. I want a son.
Oh, great.
I see fire.
No, wait. Ask this chillers.
So, I love you too much, dog. Let's wrap it up.
No, what do you mean, bro?
Wait, let me explain. I'm talking
about something. What's my man?
When we were in Venda.
Come here, man.
When we were in Venda.
What's going on in Tembisa?
The president.
Let's hear.
When we were in Venda, someone there in Venda was showing us his apartment, like his room, his, you know, beautiful house, amazing. We went into the house, ne? They showed us, and then room. And I was like, yeah, but I thought maybe it's the carpet. What? We are in yoga in Nuga Ganjan.
Oh! Oh!
Oh!
I'm sorry.
Is that what you're talking about? Sacrifices?
Whose house was this guy?
Hey, guys.
Some mansion.
Wow.
Tuso, you know what a snake, what smells a money like. Snake
what
smells like?
What does a snake smell like?
It was an office smell. So I was like, guys, what's the smell? Dudu was like, he's really poison.
I thought it's the carpet.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe a carpet. Hey, the funny thing, you don't know how does a snake smell.
That's what I'm.
When are your peddling rumors here?
Hey, Abosol.
I mean.
Hey, my man. I'm Sula, boy. I'm innocent. I live innocent life.
Yeah. We are here, man. Podcast and chill. Big shout out to everybody that's been submitting on Fund a Chiller. End of the month, we'll announce how much we've made from membership. So if you want to help a chill out there, make sure you become a member right now. We'll go through the entries. There's so many coming through,
and
man.
And please, how to... Because people... The inbox, no, if WhatsApp.
If you inbox...
There's one way.
There's only one way. Website.
Email.
No, website. Not even email. Not even email. Yeah.
Follow instructions, guys.
Please.
You want to participate in Fund a Chiller, simple. Go to our website, www.thisismacg.com. You see the link that says Fund a Chiller.
Follow instructions.
And then anything else is disqualified.
Please, no Instagram.
Don't inbox me or us on Instagram, on Facebook, on WhatsApp, on Colors. Don't. It's website, right? It's at macg.com.
This is macg.com.
This is macg.com.
You still don't have a work email like solid. This is macg.com.
No, maybe I do. Let me tell you, no. I've got an email address in Kaya. I've got an email address in Kaya I don't use, right?
Yes.
Got a solid Kaya FM. I've got a solid. This is macg. My email is sol@solpenduga.co.za.
I see.
I don't have a... I don't check that because too many emails to check out.
Yeah,
that's the only. Even like a guy, they use my Gmail. Then the Gmail is super private.
All right, guys, we got to go, man. We got a flight to chat to catch.
We got a private jet to catch.
Okay, see you on the flip side.
But the skits, boys.
Let's do the skits, man. I'm telling you, that's where the money is at. That's where the money is at.
Do it on the flight. Skits.
These guys are showing us the formula. Let's
shaka spoon. You like this spoon? What's going on?
What?
You shaka spoon now, like you like.
Hey.
And then the last time
you didn't take it out. No.
What?
No, it's there. The spoon's gate.
Ah, yeah, it's there.
Oh, fuck.
It's there.
You didn't take it out now.
No.
I was joking. Oh, shit. Oh, now I got another celebrity to have to apologize
say sorry,
to.
No, but I
say
think spoon now is okay. Didn't call you.
No. Fuck.
Now. It's
fine. Oh, shit,
it's
man.
Okay.
Damn.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
Hey, that's my good man. Yeah, fuck.
Yeah. No,
hey. No, you said it's gay at a time.
Oh, no wonder I saw this one membership canceled. It's him, ne?
And he's a member. He's a member, that one. He's a member. Now you're claiming that he wants your members to hold him by the member.
Oh. No, man, that's always been like an ongoing joke.
Oh,
yeah. So why would you want to remove it then?
No, because remember last time you took it personally.
Ah, Smooth.
He asked us on his show, remember?
Yeah, Smooth on a level, though.
Oh, fuck. Tree not, but, ah, not Smooth, man.
Yeah, not Smooth, please.
Number one, Knox, man. He's in jail. Oi, oi.
What's the history there, man?
No, it's just... It's just a joke.
I'm not sure.
This is the Podcast and Chill Network.
Coming at you live from Nando in the waterfront dam in Venda.
Damn, son. Someone will say, all right, let's kidnap Mac. Because he fits into a duffel bag.
Not a duffel bag.
Oh, by the way, that's our plane.
That's our plane,
guys. Should have bought that 33 million at Trevor here.
But in their defense,
but they're not marrying you, so why do you care?
I care because it's like, bro, people, what do you mean, man? It's wrong, bro. Roman, it's wrong. It's wrong.
It was the first time me and Saul were in a Rolls Royce, and it's yours.
Hey, sexies, welcome to this episode of Dineo on Sex and Stuff.
Serve you a summer of sexcellence.
She was in an intimate space with somebody. She didn't even have to have sex with them.
I think she should have had sex.
I think she should have had sex.
Understand that when you are not healed, you are a business to every other idea of your weakness. That we must understand. Hold on, can
There's borderline toxicity in the answer, but there's borderline enablement as well.
Okay. More than half an hour. Next question. Let's go.
When one cheats and the other cheats too, who's wrong?
It's wrong.
Dear manager, who's as capable as him, other than maybe Pep Guardiola and a few others. But
Mourinho,
is there someone more capable of winning trophies than Carlo? Rio Gomez. Miroslav Klose
played until he was.
Yeah,
very
I mean
old.
I think he's still the Germany record goal scorer.
Mm-hmm.
I'll look that up and make sure.
Coach Udesiri Ellis won Coach of the Year accolade. Well, it's done.
second year in a row.
There we go. Yeah. So shout out to her once again. She is doing quite well. I think it was coached by Ernesto at the time.
The boy from Memphis Depay.
The boy, Shakira was making. Was causing
some pop pops and robot boy.
Part of your food, that mukenke part. It becomes so thick that it becomes like the sole of
That's the, actually where they got the template for the Air Force ones.
From Shaka.
Bro, all of you on Shaka are cut, ripped. Like,
not all, Bella.
Even the one. Have you ever seen a tough mukava in your life? That man had it. So on the last Black Panther movie. Lupita, I forgot her character name. Lupita takes Black Panther's sister to go meet their son.
Black Panther and Lupita.
But I was a soccer player. Ace comes from.
Yes.
Soccer player. Yeah, I was a soccer player.
Yes.
So when part of me.
So when you revive it, who are we boxing first? Cyril.
Well, I don't know. I don't want to talk bad about any leader of the ANC. I'm not that type of a person. I don't do what Mbalula does. Because I can talk one day and once.
Oh.
And I think I can finish him off soon.
And how much money do you have under your mattress?
Hey, man, I don't have mattress. I have no money. No, Free State will win.
You'll win Free State?
We'll win. We'll win Free State. Wow. We'll win Northern Cape. We'll win Northwest.
Oh.
So
with you, that same thing with you. You guys are not dating.
Yeah.
So why do you demand things that a girlfriend would demand? Like,
That's my chat.
No, but yeah, it was just like a one night thing. But yeah, I don't
think
it was
one night. One night.
What do you mean? Yes, one night.
You had a one night stand?
Some soft life with some, yeah, you can just sleep with this money and you get all the money that you want.
Thanks.
No. No, sometimes I was with nobody listening in yoga. I was like, it's tough out there, bruh.
Yeah.
So I want them to educate these kids. Because guys, before ningena kule industry, this is what's happening.
This is the Podcast and Chill Network.